You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. So it's that time of the year again. The government is going after your VPNs. Yeah, the virtual private networks that you use to... Well, you know what you use virtual private networks for, so I'm not going to go into it. But what has happened this time is that on April 28th, the Ministry of Information and Technology through the CERT, which is our... Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, issued a directive that requires VPN providers in the country to store some data of users for a period of 5 years. Now, of course, Twitter caught on to this just about a week late and everybody went ballistic. Why? Because everybody thinks that this is a violation of their privacy. And in some cases it is. Mint was the first to report this story. And as we reported at the time, many lawyers said that this is an overreach by the government. Because while we are concerned about the VPN part of this, there are actually many other parts of the directive which could be problematic, not just for you and me, but also for companies. But coming back to VPNs and what's happening with them. Now, there are a particular few directions that the CERT has given. For one, the CERT is telling VPN providers to save the user's ownership pattern. It is also telling them to save their physical addresses, the names of customers, their email IDs, their phone numbers, and the reason why they're using the VPN service. Which basically means that next time you sign up for a VPN, you might actually be asked a lot of questions. And these are questions that many of us may not want to answer. But even more importantly, the CERT is telling VPN providers to save IP addresses, not just the IP address of the machine you are using to access the VPN, but the IP addresses of all the machines that the signal is jumping to. To understand that, you need to know what a VPN actually does. So VPN, while many think it provides you anonymity, it doesn't exactly do that. What a VPN does is it jumps your signal from one server to the next, to another, and by doing so, it obfuscates where the actual traffic is coming from. It makes it more difficult to find out who has accessed a certain kind of content. This is why when you choose a VPN that says US, what it's actually doing is it's sending the final signal from a server in the US. As a result, the website provider or the content service is thinking that the signal is coming from the US and hence the user is in the US and hence you should be allowed to access the content. In doing so, VPN providers, or at least the best ones or the top ones, they provide something called a no-logging service. A no-logging service is where the VPN provider is actually promising you that they won't store any of your data. They will not store the websites that you're visiting, they will not remember your usage history, they will not store your browsing pattern, they will not maintain logs of IP addresses, and all of this. So when they jump the signal from one point to the other, all of these IP addresses could be saved in order to track it back to the original user. Which is exactly what the CERT is telling them to do. A result of this could be that VPNs like NordVPN, ExpressVPN and many others which are at the top of the market will be in violation of this rule simply by operating in India. In fact, we did reach out to NordVPN who said that while they're monitoring the situation and they're trying to figure out what to do, there is a chance that they will have to tell their Indian users to leave the service. Now, before we move forward, we need to know what kind of data VPNs really log. Even no-logging services save some data in order to figure out how their service is operating, what kind of bandwidth is in use, how their own servers are operating, and so on. And all of that is kind of fine. But then there are VPNs which actually save a lot of data. For example, HolaFree VPN, which is one of the most popular VPN services out there, If you ever go through their privacy policy, you will see that Hala not only saves your data, it actually also reads what apps you have on the phone, it saves your email address, it saves a bunch of other data. So it is also important to remember that while this directive could be privacy unfriendly, this is also something that many VPN providers are doing. Other than that, many VPN providers log the browsing data, some log the amount of bandwidth you're using, some log what kind of usage patterns you are. In some cases, this data is aggregated and anonymized. Which means that theoretically it cannot be traced back to you. But again, there's enough research out there to show that anonymized data can still be used to track a user. Now, what does it mean for you? For one, it does not mean that your VPN will not work. It actually means that VPN providers can continue operating, and at least for now, the government has not banned VPNs in India. Having said that, the only reason the government could want such data to be stored is because it wants to access such data. What is unclear is when law enforcement authorities will access such data and what will be considered unlawful. For example, if the government says PUBG Mobile is banned in India and you are using a VPN to play the game, are you in contravention of the law? Theoretically speaking, you are, and action could be taken against you. What we don't know at the moment is what kind of action will be taken. On the other hand, it's also a good thing because in some cases, VPNs are used for illicit activities. And in those cases, having such data will help law enforcement authorities. In the long run, though, the problem with having such rules is that it might actually drive a lot of the best VPN providers outside the country. And as we have seen time and again, no matter how much you try, India remains one of the largest users of VPNs on the planet. So these users will probably be led towards substandard services, which actually could raise the number of viruses that they encounter. Even more importantly, many of the users might actually be led to the deep and the dark web, which are much more difficult to police than VPNs themselves. So the entire CERT rule is a double-edged sword, and we will sort of have to wait and find out what it leads to. At the moment, this is a directive that has come in, and probably in the next month or two, we will know how VPN providers will react. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.